Hello and welcome to a Sec Knowledge podcast series. For today's episode, I've invited Sofia Ramos, professor of finance here at the Sec Business School, and we're going to address the question of smart beta investing. Thank you, Sofia, for accepting my invitation.
Thank you for inviting me. Very pleased to be here.
Personally, Sofia, I've always wondered what smart beta is and what makes it smart.
Let me go by parts. So beta is a financial jargon for the level of systematic risk of a financial asset. It became popular with the capital asset pricing model, so the CAPM, which is a very influential asset pricing model developed in the 60s. In the model, asset expected returns are increasing on the level of systematic risk that is measured by beta. So it means that high beta, the asset has a high systematic risk, and according to the model, investors should expect higher expected returns. So this model is quite a valuable tool because investors have a reference rate for their investment decisions. So the main message is that for investments with high risk, investors should require higher returns. So the name beta becomes very used as a measure of risk of the funds, and smart because these funds claim to do a better choice of risk.
But why have these funds appeared?
That's a good question. So traditionally, the investment industry has been segmented between passive and active approach. So in the passive approach, portfolios are constructed to track a market index. It is passive because portfolio managers do not really need to select securities because they are the ones that are defined on the index. So the weights are also the ones that are established on the index. In active management approach, the portfolio manager constructs a strategy to beat the market. So he has to select securities and he has to give weights to the securities. So that's it why it is named active approach. So both investment approach have shown to weakness and have disappointed investors.
But what's so wrong with these two approaches?
In practice, the passive approach is implemented with index funds. So index funds just replicate a stock market index. So the weight is given by the market capitalization, which is price times the number of shares. The higher the price, the higher the weight on the index. Many times, like securities become popular with investment fads and they are become highly demanded by investors and their price increases and so the weight. So when market fad ends, many times with a bubble burst, there are severely loss for the investors. Why? Because the price falls and also the weight on the index. So investors have large losses. Now, with actively managed funds, they will not track the index. They try to beat the market. But the problem is that many times they fail to consistently beat the index. So these funds, although they promise to beat the index, they will not do it in practice and they are typically more expensive. So investors pay higher fees and get lower return than they expect. So, that's the two main reasons that why these investment strategies have disappointed investors. So here the novelty in smart beta funds is that the weighting scheme does not depend on the price. So it's not affected by this problem that popular securities can also see their value going down and affected by market sentiment. So a weighting scheme that is not correlated with price is less impacted by fluctuations in market sentiment and performance can be enhanced.
So my question is, do smart beta funds have an active or a passive approach to investing?
So the interesting point is that they share features of both approach. Smart betas can be compared with passive investing because like index funds, they do not really require the portfolio manager to forecast returns. So also security selection and weights are based on rules. And good point, so an additional advantage is that they are less costly to manage. And so this means also low cost for investors. Smart beta investing is also comparable to active investing because In practice, the portfolio manager can have, you know, needs to decide what is the factor to target, what is the weighting scheme, what is the rule for selection of securities. So it has a lot of discretionary power, like in actively managed funds. So we can say that they share features of both approach, of active and passive approach.
So can I say, for example, that smart beta is the same thing as factor investing?
Yes, we can say that. Generally speaking, yes. So factor investing, it's investment strategies that try to capture returns coming from factors. So this is contradicts a little bit the theory that says that systematic risk is the only source, but we have seen this in practice. So these stocks will favor some kind of risk premium. Now, smart beta will also target these sources of risk premium. Now, depending on the weighting scheme, whether it is market cap or a different one, you can say it's a smart beta approach or not.
So, but is there like one smart beta approach or maybe several smart beta approaches?
Indeed, there are several smart beta approach, because we can have different weighting schemes of the stocks. Just to give you one or two examples, so one of the most well-known schemes is the fundamental weighting, where stocks are weighted by their fundamental variables like sales, cash flow, or earnings. So stocks with good fundamentals will have more weight on the portfolio. Another one that is also quite popular is risk weighting scheme. And here stocks are weighted by the inverse of their volatility. So less or more risky stocks will have less weight on the portfolio. So overall, what these smart beta funds share, what they have in common is that do not rely on market capitalization weighting as a weighting scheme. So they rely on different weighting schemes.
So I guess that you can see my last question coming. Are smart beta funds always a smart investment? And what are the risks of investing in smart beta funds?
Yes, so the smart name can be a little bit like a market gimmick. So what investors should be aware is that any financial investment always have risk, and smart beta funds will also have risks. So for instance, they can underperform like other funds because returns are time varying. Another point here is that they really need to more frequency to readjust their portfolio, which means more turnover and more costs for investors. Another problem that sometimes they have is that they will concentrate their portfolio in some sectors, in some industries, maybe in some illiquid assets. So more concentration means more risk for the investors. So that could be a problem also.
Thank you, Sophia. That was quite interesting. And now we know how smart is smart beta investing. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
This was a SEC Knowledge podcast series, Be in the Know. I'm Maria Vukodinova, and until next time, goodbye.